Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, man. We know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Now I'm missing your love. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
Why send oppression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. No longer am I afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just throw this at the end of fucking lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Latino from 79. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Yes, hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
war. Father, this prayer is for everyone that feels they're not good enough.
We on that altar like me.
This prayer is for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need...
Brother, fly away. Why we all loud? Why we all loud like that? Save a place for me. Brother, fly. Oh. Put in a word for me.
I know there was something going on.
That's right, the payoff is never, and I do mean the payoff is never, ever cheap. Man, you know what, let me take this pick off real quick, because I know y'all tired of watching it, but y'all want to watch my face. So, you know what, man, we're gonna get to the song again, because you know how we do. We got to play that song one more time, but I am so glad to see you once again. We are back in the building another week. BZNZ lives on. I'm just so thankful and grateful. But you know how we do again. Let's go on and play that song one more time for you while I put these headphones on.
I
Let's go, let's go. Come on. Man, too much we got to learn today, y'all. Ah, man, come on, let's get it, y'all. No music on YouTube. Uh-oh, maybe I can do my settings right. Hold on 1 second. Oh, I got it. All right, y'all going to get some music now. Y'all going to get some music now. Try it now. Yeah, you going to get some music now. Hold on, let me turn on my YouTube. Because if that's the case, that means we got to play it one more time then. Hold on, let me. All right, we're going to have to play this song one more again. Let's go, let's go. Hold on, let's see what we got. Yeah, we on now. I hear music now. So let's play that. Let's hit that song one more again for them. For the ones in the back, let's hit it again. I'm giving y'all some good time because I told y'all once we start, I'm diving right in. So I'm gonna give you a little second. There we go. Here you go. One more again for you. Yo, come on, y'all. You better get hyped up for this one. Nah, I don't know what he's talking about. No music. What are he talking about? No music. Hold on, man. Let's try it one more again. We're going to get this right. Hold on. Let me just see something real quick. He's talking about no music. Hold on, man. I'm about to do this real quick. You're going to get it right tonight. No, you right. No music. Hold on. Oh, let me change this real quick. Put it right there. Bet you gonna hear some music now. Let's do it now. This part of everybody want a podcast. This part of the podcast, you gotta do troubleshooting. Now we gonna see now if we can hear the music. Don't make me drink this. I get a little.
I'm using another computer. No, man, what's up with my music? Alright, I ain't gonna worry about it. I'm using a different computer. I'm using my different computer. We'll get it right next week. Don't even worry. Alright, we'll get it right
next week, don't worry. But we should be able to hear that though, man. What's going on with the music? Let me see here real quick. Let me see. It's straight up part of oh, y'all probably can't hear over there either. Yeah, this part of being a podcast host, you got to be able to troubleshoot, do all this while running your show at the same time. Man, I don't know what happened to the music, though, but we're going to get it all right probably for next week. Music tripping. I know what happened. Yep. I know exactly what happened. We're going to try it now. Okay, just giving all y'all some time to hop in. Man, shout out to everybody hopping in. Let me see. Let's play that. Right now. she done made me mess something up. But as long as y'all can hear me, let's see. Dee done made me mess something up over here on this side of town. You said it came through? There we go. All right, I hear it now. I hear it now. There we go. There we go. All right, okay. We got it straight. We got it straight now. Now we got it straight. I don't know what was going on. I don't know what was going on, but we got her done. We got her straight now, Bubs. We got it straight now, boys. All right, man. Well, like to welcome you then, everybody. Welcome everybody to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. Well, I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. Everybody, please. I don't know who that is, but she said, hey, what's going on? Glad you made it. Glad you made it. Well, please be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to be safe out there. Get you some vitamins. Get your vitamins ready. Get your zinc. Potassium, trace minerals, get you some vitamin C, vitamin D, get all that good stuff up in you to keep you safe. Go on the fast. That's right, go on the fast. Drink lots of water. Real men drink water. You must do it. You must do it. You must do it if you want to, you know what I'm saying? If you really want to be healthy, for real, this is just something that just must happen. I don't know what else to really tell you, but, yeah, drinking water, fasting, man, That's just where it's just getting ready to go, man. The stuff they put in this food, man, is just not right. And I know it tastes good. It's amazing. And, you know, it fills you up emotionally. I already know. Emotionally, it just gets the job done. But after your emotions has done their thing, and you know, you're looking in the bathroom, and you're on that scale in the bathroom, and you like, man, what has happened? Like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Hello. It's that time to do something. It's that time to get on it. You feel what I'm saying? It is that time, and I didn't even know that was playing. Man, shout out to the organist, man. We got the organist. He not on stage, but he here playing for me. Shout out to the organist. All right. Tonight's topic is whisper. Who's whispering in your ear? Hello. Who's whispering in your ear? This is a great question to ask because a good colleague of mine, a great content producer, he has this statement where he says that if you have her ear, then you have her heart. And you gotta figure out which we got the thing is you gotta figure out the lips that's speaking to get her ear and to be able to get her heart. And that all involves, you know, communication. And who is whispering in your ear? We're going to get to the meat and potatoes in a minute, but we want to just lay this foundation. When Eve was in the garden, there was a certain snake, a serpent that whispered in her ear. And the scripture said once he called her to see his point, then she was like, oh, we will not surely die. Well, that same serpent took Jesus up on a mount probably in the New Testament. It say that he took Jesus up on the pinnacle. And it talks about how he spoke to Jesus and how he tried to encourage Jesus, how he tried to tell Jesus. He said that if you worship me, I give you all of this. The difference between Jesus and Eve was the fact that Jesus didn't fold. Eve, being that weaker vessel, she gave into what that reptilian snake, serpent was saying. Tonight, we want to speak more. We want to go deeper on that. The definition of whisper means to speak very softly using one's breath without one's vocal cords, especially for the sake of privacy. Some people have said whispering is a form of intimacy. You know how it is when you laying in bed. Come on, fellas. We need the fellas to the chat room. We need the fellas to the chat room. When you laying in bed, you with that beautiful goddess. You with that dime. You call her a dime piece. And, you know, you want to set that mood just right. Come on now. You want to set that mood just right. So what you do, you know, you lean over. Come on now. I need somebody to talk to me tonight. You lean over and you say, hey, what's up, babe? What's up, babe? You ready to do this? Okay, I need you to just lean over. Come on, somebody. Let me turn the music off. Come on, somebody. Y'all know when it's late at night, it's about 4 or 5 o'clock, really, in the morning. You're going for round two. And, you know, you want to set the mood. And so what you say, you just go ahead and say, hey, Kiki, Kiana. Kiki, I know you hear me, Kiki, talking to you. Kiki is in the chat, y'all. Kiki in the chat room. I mean, she in the backstage. But you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying we talking about whispering. When you whispering in her ear, you trying your best to set that mood to get her aroused up. Because here's the thing about sex too, fellas. Here's the thing about sex too, fellas. You can already get your woman wet before you even penetrate. Come on, man. You can get her wet before she penetrates. Where all the women at? All the women, raise your hand, stand up, all the women. You know what I'm saying? You can get her wet. Not only wet, you can make her bust. All that even before you penetrate because of the words. Words are powerful. I'm going to just, you know, before we even get started, I'm trying to tell you that words are powerful. And if you use your words right, you can get a woman to do whatever you want. All right, this ain't their show tonight, but we'll get back on that at a different time. But we're talking about who's whispering in your ear. Because the thing is that you have people that's with folks that they shouldn't even be with. You have people that's whispering in their ear that's leading them in the wrong way. Stop, Dave. Talking about she can't stomach Dave. I just had to give a little tidbit. I'm just saying, because we talk about whispering. And that's what happens when you whisper, you set the mood. A lot of people like whispering. You know what I'm saying? They like that whispering. It just, you know, sets the mood just right for them. They may not want the berry. They may not want the baritone. They may not want the high pitch. But they just want that. The sexy. Kiana. All right, let me get up off y'all. Anywho. You have to be careful about who's whispering in your ear at night, because they may be whispering some vile and evil things. And that's what we're talking about tonight, man. What happened on Monday? Was that Monday? What happened on Sunday, honestly, in my opinion, it was an embarrassment. And I was embarrassed for both brothers. I was totally embarrassed for both brothers, man, to see Will Smith. I mean, I got love for both brothers. Will Smith next to, who was that, Denzel Washington, Samuel Jackson. He's one of my top favorite actors. Chris Rock, one of my top favorite comedians. But to see that exchange take place between the two brothers, that was an embarrassment. I don't know what you asked me why to select, but at some point I'm gonna drop the link and you can come on in and you can talk to me then. But that was an embarrassment to see that take place. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they're going to say y'all bashing women. But, no, this is not going to be bashing women. What this is going to be, a, you know, question. We're going to question the woman. Because I have questions. I want to know, Jada, what was it that you said to Will? What did you say to Will to make Will go from laughing to
angry face?
What was it? We need these are questions. These are questions that we need to know. These are answers that we need to know. Okay, you said we wasted energy on millionaires. Well, I mean, thing is, see, this the problem. This is the problem that we had. What day? I don't know what day this was. Right. She is. You're right. She is a narcissist. You're absolutely right. But we're going to get on that. This is the problem that we had on probably Monday or Tuesday. I've seen a lot of women talking about they tired of people talking about this. They tired of men talking about this. Just move on, yada, yada, yada. But that's the problem, though. That is the problem. Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened as a result of this? I've seen plenty of men going live. I've seen plenty of men making posts. I've seen men mentoring young boys, talking to them about what happened on Monday, changing lives. Hello, this is what I saw. So as a result, I'm like, something, you know, even though this was a bad circumstance, this is, you know, something that I really didn't enjoy watching, but it's a lot of people being educated as a result. So that's why we can't just stop the conversation. This conversation is very much well needed. But we want to know, what was it that she said to him to make him change from one emotion going into another emotion? That's the question. And for anybody that's going to be joining the panel tonight, I'm going to get your question ready already. I want to know, what would you have done? That's the question I'm going to get for anybody that's joining the panel. Your question tonight is, but what would you have done? I am at the heart of the matter. See, Les, you get ready to get booted about this chat room. I hate to do you like that, but you get ready to get booted about this chat room, because you walk into a men's space, and in this men's space, we talk freely, and right now, you on the verge of getting blocked. Let me finish with what I'm doing. The thing is that what would you have done? And so this is what I said. I've had a few people ask me what I would have done. Yeah, but let me block you, man, because I'm tired of you. You're in there causing dissension already. And yeah, let me go on and block you up out of here. Yep. All right, there you go. Okay, because I ain't with it tonight. I ain't with it tonight. Anywho, this is what I said. I said that at first when it happened, I was just shocked. When I first seen, I was like, man, yikes. Ooh. And like, it took me a minute to really figure out if it was real. That's why people could say, oh, yeah, it was real. It happened. I was like, nah, man, that looks staged, man. Y'all playing games. But then I started seeing people, the news media posting it up and all kind of stuff, all kind of videos that was getting posted. It was just crazy. I was like, well, I guess not. I guess it's not real. I guess it is real, man. And after that, that's when you start having a lot of people coming on, giving their opinion, things like that. But, you know, honestly, though, yeah, we would have had to stomp the yard. We would cut the lights out, and we would have been all over that stage. I don't remember seeing a microphone stand, but if there had been a microphone stand, that mother would have been oops all upside Will's head. It would have been all kind of stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? It would have been all kind of stuff going on. So, you know, somebody asked me, too, if we was in church. Man, I guess old girl must have had a lot of people watching. Soon as she left out, a whole bunch of other people left out. Well, hey, that's how we do it around here. We don't deal with hecklers. And thing is, Lexi, she's a cool person. That's my girl, Lexi. But you can't be in there heckling me, telling me to get to the heart of the matter. Okay, you can't be in my chat room doing this. All right, you come in my chat room, you got to be cool. Matter of fact, I'm about to start getting some mods in there, because I can't, for real, I ain't gonna play that. But anywho, somebody like I said, if you was at church, what would you have done? Same thing. It was gonna be a lot of cussing. It would have been some cussing going on, and I would have looked at the organ player and said, hey, play me some shout music, because we about to start shouting up in here and get ready to start stomping all over somebody's head, because What's going to happen is going to be a nice, good old, somebody going to catch the Holy Ghost off of this ass beating. That's what's going to happen. Bottom line is that you got to be careful. When you put your hands on people, you got to be careful about doing that. You got to be careful about putting your hands on people. Good or bad. Good or bad. You got to be careful. Like, well, he said something disrespectful, so... Therefore, since he said something disrespectful, it's my prerogative to go up and place hands. No, because there have been many people that have done that before, and you know what has happened? People have gotten killed. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful about that. Not only that, you got people talking about, he had a mental snap. It was something mental going on with him, you know, because his wife had been, you know, sleeping with a dude, and you know, and he can't take the stress. That's the problem right there. Number one, you let your wife make a fool out of you. You let your wife make a fool. Let me put the call in number two. Anybody watching that want to call in, give your opinion, please do so. Because we want to hear what you got to say. I'm going to put the call in number. Going to be right up there. It is. He let his wife, you know, make a fool out of him. She, you know, talking about she had an entanglement. He was calling it actually what it was. She cheated. Not only that, what else was going on? She brought him on Red Table Talk, and he straight up told him that he does not, he don't, control her vagina. Now let me talk. I ain't gonna say he controlled the vagina, but at the end of the day, as your husband, he should have some type of say so as to what you are doing with your vagina. Hello. As your husband, he should have some type of say so as to what you do with it. But she told him, she said, no man. She said, no man, as long as I live, gonna have control over this thing. That's what she said, y'all. I'm just telling you. This is what we're talking about tonight. Is we're talking about whispering in somebody's ear. Meaning that when you whisper in their ear, you know what I'm saying? You are speaking to a subconscious. Speaking to a subconscious of the mind. And with that being said, speaking to the subconscious of a person's mind, you know, you can really win a person over by doing that, but the question is, what are you saying in their ear? Some people said that she probably was like, Will, go get him. Go get him, Will. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what she said. But again, was it right? Was it right? This lady went and busted wide open for a young man and humiliated her husband all over the world. Then she goes even further and writes love letters for a man that's no longer on earth. Come on now. Wouldn't that be scallywag behavior? Isn't that considered to be scallywag behavior? You write love letters for a man that's no longer here, but you got a whole man that you married to that's in your bed. Who's whispering in your ear? That's the question tonight. Who is whispering in your ear? And what are they saying? Because whatever it is that she said to Will caused Will to embarrass himself and really embarrass a lot of black men around the world. Because now a lot of people think they can just walk up on stage and smack a comedian if he tell a joke on them. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to be in for a rude awakening. They got me out here wanting to almost be a comedian. Man, I ain't going to lie. I kind of want to be a comedian straight up just for the, you know, just for that. I ain't going to lie. Got me wanting to be a straight up comedian. Yes, sir. Let me see, man. This is internet acting crazy. Let me bring some people in. Bring me.
Hey, how's it going, boss, man? Yeah, boss, can you hear me?
How's it going? Yeah, I get you.
Okay, I want to say something real quick here, man. Well, we got the Christmas tree on 38th Street, but I want to say something real quick here. That right there, I mean, you know, a lot of women ain't going to like what I say, but I'm going to be honest with you. Your girl, Jada, bitched Will out, bottom line. Now, don't take my word for it. Look at the clip, Man Up, by Judge Joe Brown. He'll tell you how it operates. First of all, what they're doing is they're doing a PR stunt. The Academy, the Board of Governors, asked Will to leave, and he would not leave. Okay. I'm gonna get stupid on you. I visited the Dove Awards several times. I visited the Stellar Awards several times. I've been invited to the Grammys a couple of times. Now listen, you don't stay in there if they want you out, okay? You don't stay there. I know for a fact they had security there that was wearing tuxedos around that front row. Okay, Will being an A-list actor, he did that because he wanted to show everybody it's okay to have black-on-black crime in Hollywood as long as it's not a black-on-a-white man. You see where I'm at? Okay, let's do a, very quickly, let's do a little fact-checking. CNN interview with George Wallace, the comedian. He said from now on, we's going to have his people announce anybody comes up on the stage will be arrested point blank. But see, that's stupid. It appears to me that everybody then forgot the bald-headed jokes that Will used to talk about the actors and the actresses a few years ago. It seems like everybody then forgot that, you know, when the guys was having drug problems and alcohol problems, the actresses, Robert Downey Jr. and all them, Will Smith was cracking jokes about them. So what are we doing here? We got double standards? As like a lot of the women that visit your show like to say, well, we got double standards? It's okay for Will to do it, but don't hit me back? In my opinion, don't take my word for it. Shannon Sharp on the Shannon Sharp and Skip show, he said it best. Check them out. My fault, boss. I just was a little bit hyped about that because Shannon Sharp said he don't care. He lost his career, but he would have been whapping on Will's head. If you look at that clip, real closely, you'll see that Chris Rock did make a fist. He was getting ready to pop Will. But with him being a quick-witted man, he thinking, okay, this is a world stage. This could damage my career. As he said on Entertainment Tonight, Chris said, I'm still trying to process what happened. In other words, hey, I ain't even worried about it. I'm going to go BW3 on you. You think it's over with, and bang, I'm going to hit you like a nuclear bomb when you least expect it. So, you know, it's crazy. I'm seeing all these women, folks out there, he's standing up for his woman. He's standing up. Okay, he's standing up for his woman. Why wasn't he standing up for this entanglement with artist or whatever that bimbo's name is? I mean, you know, she comes on the red table and she's putting all her business out there about all these guys that's playing 60-40 with her, and he's going to get mad because his buddy, a comedian, made a joke about her, and nobody really even knows if Kristen even knew the lady had a sickness. She had a haircut when she did a couple of shows. So maybe, you know, Chris being as busy as he is, he probably wasn't up on that. He probably thought it was just Hollywood gossip where somebody said she had a disease. Oh, man, I'm through, man. Let me guzzle down this taxi, man. Somebody else jump in on that. Because, man, I tell you, this whole deal behind Will, and how is anybody, I'm like George Wallace said on the CNN interview, those was crocodile tears. He's an A-list actor. He can cry at a drop of a hat. No, it wasn't sincere. And then he comes up there.
You didn't answer the question. The question is, what would you have done?
Come on, man. Don't make me say that on the radio, man.
Okay,
this is the rated PG version. Okay, as being a former street punk, part of BW3 Originals, I would have danced. But the fact being is that Chris's career was on the line at that moment. Will could have made a phone call, and Chris never would have got any business anywhere. They would have canceled his tour that he already had lined up. Then how the man going to eat? You see, the Academy is scared of Will. That's why they said, well, we asked him to leave, and he wouldn't leave. BSWBS. No way. I've been to too many award functions, and I know if they want you out, you will leave. Ain't no ifs, buts, ors about it. They want you out, you gone. Just that simple. So, you know, I mean, come on, man. Let's get real with this. Everybody, all these women out there jumping in Will's defense. Oh, he protected his woman. Okay. Why wasn't he protecting his woman when his lady out there playing Let's Go Skiing? Yes, I would have got like Shannon Sharp. Back in the day, I would have got like Shannon Sharp. I would have thrown down a butt whipping on him so bad he'd feel it the rest of his life. Now, I'm going to say this and shut up, man. George Wallace, the comedian, made a very good statement on CNN. He said, I think Chris Rock should sue him for $200 million and visit him in jail and say thank you. And that's what George Wallace, the comedian, said. Don't take my word for it. Check the news clip.
Okay. Well, don't go nowhere because I'm going to bring you back in a few minutes. Let's bring in Mr. Caffey real quick. We're going to bring in Mr. Caffey. What's going on, sir?
Oh, everything is fine with me, but I think the whole thing was a disgrace. First of all, this is one of the reasons why I suggest to men before I get off the air talking with you a lot of times is to respect black women. Okay, I don't think that Mr. Rock's description or joke about their young lady was really that tactful, but that's what comedians do. They say things like that to get a laugh. They're not trying to be hurtful or damaging to you when they do stuff like, but if you check and see some of the interviews that young lady has done with people, news folk, she has said some things about her love life and their marriage that really were not that in that good a taste. She has said some things that, in my opinion, were somewhat disgraceful to both herself as well as her husband. She seems to have no regard for what God considers a marriage, and as far as her body is concerned, it does not belong to her, according to Scripture. It belongs to him, as his body belongs to her. And that's one of the reasons that Paul says and teaches us that we're supposed to love the wife as ourself. Okay? You don't put yourself above your wife. You don't put yourself below her, but you love her as yourself. And nobody wants to disgrace himself. This was a hurt, as far as I'm concerned, to the black community as a whole. This was a hurt to the act. And as a matter of fact, didn't Mr. Rock put out a movie concerning hair?
Good hair.
Okay, so that kind of thing is normal for him. And you know darn well, you and I can have some nappy hair. There's just no question about that. We make fun of our hair. Guys my age used to get their hair. Listen to this, T. This is not a joke. They used to have a lye solution put in their hair. This is the same stuff the old folks used to use when they clean clothes. But it was straighten our hair because we wanted to have waves. We wanted to have straight hair. You can look at pictures of the old timers years ago. They used to say, I'm getting my hair combed. The boxers and the famous people, all of them did that. Not all of them, but a great deal of them. They wanted their hair to look different. But beside the point, don't ever think that once you marry a person that your body belongs to you and your wife has no control over your body. She certainly
That's what she told Will when she had Will on the red flag table talk because she had busted wide open with that young man. She was saying, no man, including you, will have control over my body. What I do with my vagina is what I do.
Well, see, that's stupid talk. That's why people need to learn how to love one another. This is not a joke, man. When you take somebody to the altar and you declare that them and them alone, that's what you should mean. If you don't want to be faithful to a woman, don't get one. Get yourself a puppy. But if you're going to be a true man, you've got to take a vow. And that vow means that you're vowing not just before mankind. You're vowing before God. It's not so much who's whispering in your ear. It's who are you listening to. That's the question. Who are you paying homage to? Who are you giving your allegiance to? And your first obligation is to your wife, if you're a man. And that's why the scripture says, we'll cleave mama and daddy and cleave to your wife. Whispering means I'm doing it in secret. That's what the devil did to her. He didn't shout it out loud because he didn't want Adam to hear what kind of lie he was telling her. As a matter of fact, they both committed suicide when they ate of that fruit. Read it and get some understanding. I want to listen to the other people talk. Have a blessed day, brother.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, well, that's Mr. Cappy's take. He said that you know, I think he's trying to talk on Chris Rock. Well, I don't, you know, wait, I really don't know if Chris Rock even knew that she had alopecia. I don't even think he knew, but and what some people think is that someone wrote the jokes for Chris. You know what I'm saying? And you got people out there trying to analyze, talking about the way he shouldn't, if they wrote the joke for him and he was reading off that teleprompter, he should have skipped past that one. No, man, come on, man, he's a comedian. That's what comedians do. They make fun of things. They make fun of things that is really sensitive subjects. They put it together. They package them in a way to make you laugh. That's what they do. I mean, hey, sometimes, you know, wait. You know what they say? Sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying. Hello? You got to laugh to keep from crying. So sometimes, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you all teared out. You ain't got no more tears. You are just empty. You are empty on tears. So therefore, since you empty on tears, you just, hey, give me some jokes. You know what? I had to tell jokes one time. My good buddy, he was my co-host. He was my co-host, Kenny. When he died, man, it was just, you know, people had been crying all week. Kenny's mother had been crying all week, and she asked me. She said, "Tyron, I need you to tell some jokes. I need you to make us laugh in this." So, hey, I got to tell her some jokes. That's why, you know, I might have to just hop up on the mic one time and be a comedian. And thank you. I'm gonna have men and women security. Because I know it's going to be a lot of women that's going to want to come up there and smack me. But, hey, I have some women security on standby for you. Don't even worry. There'll be some women security standby. Hell, if I got to, I'll let them be on stage with me while I'm telling my jokes. So when you get ready to run up, you're going to have to deal with one of them. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's just what it's going to have to be. Like some comedians, you know, they're going to need some security. Just the thing is, that Chris is not the only person that it's happened to. There's a lot of comedians where people are ran up on stage with them, ran up on stage and tried to attack. It's one guy, his name Steve. I can't think of his last name, but he a Q dog. I remember he was doing comedy a couple years ago. This man ran on stage, was swinging. He took the mic stand and tried to swing it at him. Coming for this man's head. And, I mean, it was a while before security got the hint. Oh, let me do something. Here's another thing too, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes there are huge things that might happen in the world that, you know, like to distract us from what's really going on. Guess what? I heard that the new guy that's in office the other day, he signed a bill that is now giving away $13.6 billion over to Ukraine. Now, here's a question that you might want to ask yourself. Why would he be signing a bill over $13.6 billion bill over giving Ukraine money when that $13.6 billion can go for us? Or whatever, you know, well, some people say reparations. I ain't really all with it. I talk that stuff with Mr. D. But, you know, we got all this stuff that's high in the U.S., but he giving $13.6 billion to another country. Or how about pay off your, how about pay off the United States debt? We're also in debt. How about use that 13.6 and pay the debt off? You already know D gonna come in here talking about some, well, you know, he can only do so much. You know, he's a puppet. He can only do so much. Well, you know what? Thinking of this, thinking of the puppet. Okay, thinking of the puppet, check this out. Check this out. Why is it that the guy that was his president when he was the vice president, okay, oh, wait, I gotta say this. Today I found out that the new guy, he signed an anti-hate crime, an anti-hate lynching bill to stop lynching. This is crazy. They said after 200 times of introducing this bill, it never got signed. But they said he's going to be the first president to sign. How come when he was vice president and the man that was the president at the time, how come he didn't sign? These are questions, but this is the way what this, you know, this Will Smith and Chris Rock, this is what that conversion has done. It has took people's focus away from what is really going on out here in the world. Although it was, hey, this brought up some much needed conversation that needed to take place. Absolutely, some much needed conversation that needed to have taken place. But what's really going on in the world? But yeah, now D. Yo, D.
All right, did you want me to get? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, where you go? Where you go? Your mic is open. Oh, I think we lost him. I think we lost D. I think we lost D. Hold on. Oh, man. D, call back in. There we go.
Bows.
All right, there
bows,
we go.
Bows,
I got you. I got you. I got you. I got you. Can you hear me?
See, Big Brother didn't want me to come through on that.
No, come on through, because there's some questions that need to be answered. Why, you know what I'm saying? Why is it that with all this debacle with Will Smith and all that, the government is doing some stuff behind our back that we don't even hardly know about?
Okay, first of all, can I help you out a little bit, bro? I'm gonna help you out. I'm not going to roll the newspaper up and crack you across the nose and tell you go sit down. But, hey, but here's the setup, man. The government is doing a whole bunch of stuff, and the federal government requires them to publicize certain things. Now, you made the comment about the brother with the nappy hair that was in the office. How come he didn't sign the bill? Okay, number one, you can't sign the bills until they're sanctioned by the United States Senate. Okay, there was an individual that came on your show talking propaganda that said that the Democrats have screwed up the country for 50 years. If he would look at his statistics, he would know that the Democrats has not been in power for 50 years. Now, your boy Joe, that everybody wants to hammer at him, you know, Joe Biden didn't do this, Joe Biden didn't do that. Well, see, what I like to do is I like to grab all them people up and give them a lesson on government and how political power works. Now, Joe Biden, like it or not, he ain't nothing but a figurehead. If he wasn't a figurehead, do you not know that President Uncle Donald Trump would be in jail right now if he wasn't a figurehead? Donald Trump, the only president that been impeached twice while he was in the office, the only president. Now, everybody's kicking about the high price of gas. He has signed a bill that's going to let the reserves of the strategic, gas free. He's going to put it out there so the people can use it, so that the people that own the gas companies can't make a whole bunch of money. They're going to have to drop the price. But before he could do that, he had to get the approval of the Senate to do that. So you see, a whole lot of people out there bumping their gums, but they really just ain't into it. Obama could not sign the lynching bill because the lynching bill never made it to his desk. There's a whole bunch of laws, just like in the state of Indiana.
After 200 attempts, that bill never made it to his desk. Come on, D.
Checking and running down. When Mitch McConnell made the comment, I'm going to do everything, we, the Republicans, are going to do everything in our power to make sure he's a one-term president. And Mitch McConnell stood in front of the interviewers and the press and said, no, I'm not going to bring the bills up. There's about 600 or something bills that went to the Senate. And Mitch McConnell would not even allow it to be put on the floor to be voted against or for because they wanted to make it look like Obama was incompetent. So, you know, here's a real good example. I cannot say that you're a good guy unless I know you. They can say, hey, look at T there. Look at T. Look at T. Okay. Yeah, I hear the name T, but I don't know what is T. You see what I'm saying? Unless it's put across the table, you can't do nothing with it. If the president had that much power, less than him being a figurehead, why do you think they're kicking so hard to try to get Donald Trump reelected? And he's the only American citizen that was ever president that said that he wants Vladimir Putin to do XYZ. He's the only guy, and a whole lot of these, forgive me for getting so out there, but here's the disclaimer. Anything that is said by Mr. D is all Mr. D, and the program is not guilty of it. Now, I got Big Brother out the way. Listen, he's the only guy that has ever been president of the United States that actually honors and worships Putin. There's not another president, black, white, green, or purple, that has honored anybody in Russia like Donald Trump has. And I think the whole reason why is because a lot of Donald Trump's money has been funneled through the channels of Russia. I think Putin has gave him a whole lot of money, and I think this whole deal with Ukraine was Donald Trump's idea to tell Putin, hey, go ahead and take Ukraine if you want it, and let's see what America do. Because if anything jumps off, I got the strangest feeling that Donald Trump's going to fly his butt straight out of the country and head straight to Russia. We done had too many so-called spies do that.
No, Mar-a-Lago.
Huh?
Mar-a-Lago.
No, check this out. The first time in history, any president from A to Z has taken classified information to Mar-a-Lago and kept it there for over a month. What was he doing? Taking those classified information and funneling it through the secret channels, giving it to Putin. That's why when Putin invaded when Putin got ready to invade Ukraine, Donald Trump gave him a message through the airwaves. He said,
"Hey, let me think, Putin is a smart guy." Ladies and gentlemen,
See,
what's going on is that this is all what's going on behind the scenes with the world. This is what's going on behind the scenes with the world. We have a president that really don't know what he's doing, but he's trying to make it seem like he's doing something. Go ahead, D.
Oh, you so sweet. I'm going to have to drink a Pepsi behind that. Okay, now look at this. President that so many people hate by the name of Joe Biden, look at what Donald Trump has done. He basically tried to overhaul the Justice Department in the United States of America. He stood before 350 million people and told a lie. He raised his hand and said, yeah, I will uphold the Constitution of the United States, and got right in office and tried to put people in place that was getting ready to overthrow the government of the United States. Number one, It's considered treason. Ain't no way to slice it. Donald Trump is the only president or only person in America that has stayed out of real big trouble this long. When Slick Willie, when Bill Clinton when Bill Clinton had this little situation with Monica Lewinsky, they hurry up and got him out of there. Donald Trump is, I have to give him credit. He said one time before he was running, he said, I am the smartest man in the world. So far, he has proven that to be correct because the politicians are scared to touch him. They stretching and pulling it out and pulling it out, and they can put criminal charges against all those people that say, I plead the fifth on the ground that it may, look like I'm a criminal. Hey, they can send them guys to jail. They got the power.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm gonna say this. The host has the final say, and that is, I believe not all presidents are created equal. Not all presidents are created equal. So therefore, you had 44 in office, the people's president, but you had 45 in office. That was really he should have been on that movie Untouchable, because this man did all kind of stuff and still ain't did a day in prison.
You're right, boss, and I'll drink a Pepsi on that.
Why? We're going to bring in King Dwayne. Look like King Dwayne got his own study group going. Man, shout out. Hold on real quick. Shout out to the Okay, Jesse, go ahead.
Satan is your daddy.
Yeah, when you are whispering seeds of destruction, when you are being a distraction more than a helpmeet, that's absolutely correct. You're being led by your father, Satan. And that's what tonight is all about, is to be able to get our women to stray away from the hand of Satan and run toward the arms of God. And this is what our objective is for tonight, that you may not see God in the man that you're with, but if you just hang on just a little bit longer, you're going to see God show up like you never ever seen him before. Shout out to the members of the bunch. Your boy King Dwayne in the building. What's going on, man? You can't hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know why I'm not hearing you.
Uh-oh. Let me see.
I'm not hearing you.
I got my audio on.
You was going, and then you just went out.
Oh, straight up? All right. Can y'all hear? It say I can be heard. Let me check my phone. See if... That's the 1-2. Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, I'm live. Log back
man,
in.
Man, I can't hear nothing.
Log back in. Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me see something real quick. Log back in, because, yeah, I can hear myself. I'm going live right now. Yeah, I can hear myself loud and clear. Log back in. We can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. Sometimes with these phones, when you're going live on these phones, it'll do that. But until we get back, man, anybody in the chat, man, Celeste, I hope you still there, because now is your time now to say anything that you want to say. Now is your time. So, Celeste, I'm going to drop the link. I'm dropping the link right now in the chat. Anybody in the chat room that want to come up, you are more than welcome to come up. Now, there's rules. there's rules to join the live. If you come up and you want to clown, you're going to get booted out real quick. But other than that, also, you come up, you can't be long-winded. Anybody in the chat, you can't be long-winded. You know, you're only going to get about a minute. Say what you got to say. Keep it moving. All right, now you can hear me. Okay, bet. He said he can hear me, so we're going to bring King Dwayne on in. All
right, boy, you hear me? You hear me loud and clear now?
Yeah, but you must have been hearing me when I was like, shout out to the members of the bunch.
Boy, you a fool. I think that's about the time the mic went out.
you said,
I was like, man, what in the world happened?
You said the Lord came right in.
Yes, he did. Thank you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. But, I said, this boy cloudy, man. Hey, man, I see y'all going in, man.
I see you got like a study group. I see you talking to somebody over there. That's what
I'm doing.
You got a study group.
We just making it happen, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, look like you got a microphone and headphones, man. Look at him.
I'm all ready, man.
He set up to do the thing tonight. All right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, man. When you got good support, man, they're gonna make sure you on point. They're gonna make sure that space everything on farm.
Hey, I dropped the link, man, for anybody that wanted to talk. Man, hold on, this camera ain't showing me. Let me get myself on in there. I dropped the link, man, because I know a young lady, but I already blocked her, but she probably can still see me, though. She can probably still see me on camera. Come on, I dropped that link, so go ahead and grab that link. If you really want to talk, got something to say tonight, the floor is wide open. Well, go ahead, King Dwayne.
Facts, man. So you saying, you know, man, Mr. D funny, man. That's all I got to say to start that off with, man. You were saying what we would have done, man. Well, for me, being the mature 40-year-old man that I am, I mean, for me, man, I'm trying to stay free. You know what I'm saying? So.
Maybe stop it there, my Air Force One.
Hey, check me out. In that setting, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I don't know how Chris couldn't, you know, he done put his hand behind his back. He just stepped forward a little bit like he was ready for it. I don't know what's going on, but it couldn't have been me, man. Couldn't have been me. As far as being on the other side with Brother Smith there, my man didn't, you know, a great man that I listened to named David Barris say that it's about 6 seconds that you have where you get a chemical release from head to toe. You know, that could be shakes, that could be stutter, that could be stammer, that could be jitters, whatever it is. But after that 6 seconds, you got to give, that's your emotions, but you got to give your feelings, time enough to tell your emotions what's going on. Brother Smith didn't give his feelings a time enough to tell him, hey, you feeling this shake or you feeling this, that, other thing, sit down. Or, you know, you feeling some type of way because of this, that, and the other. He didn't give his feelings enough time to tell him, hey, you got more options because you sat there and allowed me to expose to you what you feel. And that now these are the options from which you can, you know, pull from or respond to. My man just 6 seconds, feel the chemical release within his body from head to toe, and he just got up there and went up the stairs and just smacked fire out the man. I mean, slapped Chris spit out there. I mean, you talking about taste? You saw it protrude right on about out my man Chris' mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he had a problem tasting at the after party and everything else because my man was stuck, man. He trying to get Questlove an award, and he looking around like he's still lost. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what he said. He said that on I guess somebody had recorded audio when he did his show on Tuesday night. He said I'm still processing this. I'm still trying to take this all in. He said when I get to the point where I can talk about it, I will.
Facts, because he ain't trying to give nobody nothing yet, man. He ain't trying to give nobody nothing too soon, because he know that's what they came there for. Everybody came there to find out, you know, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't gonna. It's too early, and everybody is still giving their opinions and their perspective. So he's smart. Chris real smart. You know what I'm saying? He's going to let everybody keep giving their responses and their reactions and everything else like that. And when he feels, he moved kind of like King Dwayne. He moved kind of like Lord Ty. You know, he, you know, ain't nobody rushing nothing out there. Boom. When everything's been out there a little enough, I mean, let a week go by. Let a little bit longer go by, a month or so. Because every day is something else. Every day is something else. But the second that Chris actually gives his response, and then there's the news that I got news that, you know what I'm saying, breaking news, that they're going to take this to the red table. So if I was him, I'd wait till after that.
Chris going to be on the red flag talk?
Nah, he ain't going to be on there, but Will and Jada, it's been put out there. It's been rumored that they're going to take this conversation to the red table. So yeah, with that, I mean, for me, I would have allowed my feelings to settle my emotions down, tell me what I'm feeling, tell me what I'm thinking, and I would have made sure that Brother Chris and I had a conversation backstage. But even before all that,
you was putting yourself in the shoes of Will Smith.
I did both. I started off with Chris, but then afterwards, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But at the end of the day, if I'm Brother Smith, I ain't going to be married to a scallywag. She'd have been gone already. She'd have been gone.
Come on.
She'd have been gone. She ain't a wife whatsoever. And just going back to what Mr. Caffey has said, you know, talking about, you know, it made me go to Ephesians where, you know, it starts off at the 22nd verse saying, why submit yourself to your husband and to the Lord? You know, that's your Lord. You know what I'm saying? For the husband is the head of the wife. It's not somebody to stomp on your neck and, you know what I'm saying, treat you like some type of slave. But look, this is the person that's going to step up. His breastplate is built different than yours. He's going to take the blows. So translate that to the spiritual. Even when the relationship has its ebb and flow, it has there are things that are adversity is trying to penetrate your relationship. He's the one that's going to take the hits. He's the one that's going to take the fence. Remember, this is what Christ did. Christ literally took on sin. This is why he, in flesh, he thought about the cup being passed from him, because he understood, once I actually get on that cross, my Father above is going to actually see sin on me, and that's when we'll know it's finished. That was the apprehension.
Jeez, brother,
you know what I'm saying? So when you talk about even if a marriage should end, we'll still see a real man still trying to protect the very look what Joseph did when he assumed, or when he even got an inkling that Mary might have done something, because in flesh, he's looking at her and saying, hey, you got to be crazy. You think I'm united by the Holy Spirit, but let me go put you away quietly. I'm not going to hear from
you. You already know.
Like, I'm going to go divorce you quietly. See, this is the thing. I'm a real man. He still don't care about the honor of the thing, because he understands what marriage really is. That's why you see King Dwayne move how he moves. I still care about the honor of the thing. Now, if somebody want to keep on trying to put this little extra, the little stuff out there, y'all keep on getting one side of it. Y'all fucking always be lost at. So if you want to keep on somebody emotion, pain, and your feelings and your sympathy and all that, you go ahead and get that.
Hey, Dwayne.
But your stuff is going to always be lost.
Hey, Dwayne.
Sorry, can you talk to King Dwayne? Or can you talk to this person? Can you talk to whatever? You have got to understand what marriage really is.
Hey, Dwayne, can you hear me, Dwayne?
They probably were placed together. You say what now?
Man, I don't know, but for a while it was like your audio was sounding really weird, but you sounded better now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if anybody flagged our stream or not. But yeah, you kind of was sounding really weird, your voice. But you sound better now, though.
Yeah, they probably wasn't liking it, Bradford. They probably weren't. They said better over there talking. But going back to what Mr. Caffey said, why submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord? For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. What does that mean? That means that we are constantly, corporately, coming together, lifting up, worshiping our Savior, worshiping our Lord, giving up. Why are we coming together to do that? To give up our will, to give up our identity, because the scripture is clear that you know His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. His way, his ideal situation is better than anything that we can come up with. So you submit to the overall will. That's why marriage is business, is duty. It's not about love. Now, at the end of the day, you know, that's going to be a part of it. But the sole purpose of it is duty. That you, you know, they want to come out with all these sons understanding the assignment. There ain't no greater assignment that you can understand as the fact that children need both parents to raise them. Because you literally raising yourself. You're teaching your children as they're teaching you back because you see yourself literally mirroring back, talking to you. And that's how you have patience with them because you see yourself. But see, people don't understand the very thing that it means to leave your mother and father's house. You don't give up your doggone manhood or womanhood and go backwards. You leave and cleave so that the oneness and the nakedness of you both can be pure. It can be free. You know what I'm saying? And so this is why going further said, therefore the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands is in everything. It's run like a presidency. Since we want to talk about the presidency and everything else, the man is the president, the wife is the vice president. The key word is vice. You don't do things, man, without talking to your woman. Without, this is the person whose bosom you're going to lay in, whose lap you're going to lay in. And unlike Samson with Delilah, you should be able to trust the person who you're laying with and telling secrets to, who you're giving your most vital dreams and visions to. This is why when we want to keep on talking, everybody want to keep giving this perspective of, oh, will protecting, oh, that was just manhood, oh, at best. And that, you know, Tiffany Haddish want to talk about how it was so beautiful to see that. Well, what was the protection for Will? Because when, as Mr. D always liked to talk about, the spare rib, well, what does the rib protect? Vital organs, in the spirit, dreams. those very sensitive, that purpose, those sensitive spaces, you protect that woman. He's sharing these deep things with you all the time. You are supposed to protect that. And so this is how husbands can love their wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify her and cleanse her with the washing of the word. He is your teacher. That's how he truly protects, to be your doggone teacher, you defiant self. Anybody that's out there, these women that want to be defiant and push against that man, and he's trying to properly please the Most High, there's a problem. Because when the Most High Yah called to Adam after the fall, that's specific. He didn't say, hey, y'all, where y'all at? Why y'all hiding? He called Adam. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He didn't say nothing about their wives. He's going to call that man. He's going to expect that man to be responsible, understanding that that man molds his wife and sanctifies and cleanses her, just like he does that for us as the church. So everything that Mr. Kathy was talking about, on point. Absolutely on point.
All right. Let me go real quick. Oh, man. Just when I was about to bring him in, there's somebody. We had a call come in. I don't know where that number was from. I think it was a California number. Who was going to bring him in, but it looked like D got his hand back up. Go ahead, D. I don't know where D done went. D, where you at? Where you go, D?
Hey, Bob, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
There you go, there you go. Yeah,
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, because I thought we was going to do a Verizon commercial. Hey, what was the question,
Bob? Can you hear me
Bob?
Now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now, Bob.
I didn't have a question. I thought you raised your hand. I didn't know if you had a question or not. I thought you raised your hand over on the Blog Talk Radio side.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to what King Dwayne was saying. That's pretty good. I like that. I ain't gonna too much beat him up on that. I'm gonna say this for another day, but. but I mean, you know, if you look at the tape of Will and you look at the tape of Jada, Will all into the joke and everything, because he know Chris ain't meaning no harm. But the daughter of Eve, the daughter of Eve with the surname Jada, got into Will's ear, made him feel less than a man. And he got, and the thing that makes me want to go back to Brightwood on him is he got up there and he did that old puppy dog fake tear cry like, you know, I'm protecting my family. Where was your protection at when you let your son come out as being gay? You should have protected him and let him know that a man is a man and not gay. Okay? So now, what about your daughter? You're protecting your family. Who in the name of Jimmy Crackcorn let their daughter be pansexual? You don't be pansexual and live in my house. You don't be gay and live in my house. I'm going to be a man. If that's
see,
the case,
see,
if he is, if he's, yeah, I'm here about
Jada, she is the modern day, Kris Kardashian. You know how Kris turned out all them girls, and she even turned Bruce to be a woman. Just look at the kids. Jaden, he with men. I don't even Willow. She don't know what she want to be. It's like every day. It's like with Willow when she wake up, she want to be whatever she damn well please. So today she want to be a woman. Tomorrow she want to be a boy. So it's just a prophecy, honey.
I'm gonna have to spank you when I see you, man. You can't talk about her like that.
Okay.
Now, let's see, he was.
Okay, tell me what you see when you see pictures of Willow, and tell me you don't think she look like a man sometime, and then someday she look like a woman. Come on, no?
Come on, man. Don't make me tell the truth. I don't want to tell the truth.
I'm
gonna tell
you,
man. Now here's the setup, man. I mean, come on now, King Dwayne can vouch for this. You might have to have a woman and a man in the house to raise a kid correctly, but the bottom line is there's a whole lot of single parent women that has raised men to be somewhat of a man. Now, I say somewhat because a woman can't raise a man to be a man.
No,
can't raise a boy to be a man.
This is what they raised to be. D, this is what they raised them to be.
What a girl. Beta girl.
Watch out, man. Yeah. Try to ease Jesse in on that. Hey, man, I've been checking out a lot of these clips, man, and Judge Joe Brown, he said it correctly, man, and I ain't going to touch it because this is PG-13. But your boy Will, man, he just like your boy, he fulfilling the woman's role. Jada is a street girl. Will is hanging on to his mother's skirt, and he's trying to make like, well, my daddy was beating up on my mom, so I feel like I've got to protect the women. Okay, so if he's trying to be like his speech said, if he's trying to be like King Williams, so he's trying to say Venus and her Serena are gay? Is that what he's trying to say? Or is he trying to say that they're flipping and fluffing like that? I mean, because, see, so much of the stuff he said don't make any sense. I don't care what nobody says. I've been to too many of those awards, Grammy, Dove, Stella, and different things like that. And I can guarantee you, whether you know it or not, there was security on that front line. There was security on that front line. They might have been wearing tuxes. They might have been wearing gowns. But there was security on that front line by that stage. They can tell anybody anything they want to. But unless you knock a hole in my head, I will never believe that the Academy wanted Will out of there, because I've seen too many people. I've seen singers, superstar singers, get ushered out of the awards. Yeah, they can go to the after party and the banquet, but I've seen them get taken out of the audience and escorted out the door because they was not going according to the plan. So they don't shoot me that old bull crap about, you know, I ain't buying that.
Mm-mm. Well, let me ask y'all, I got a question for y'all. I got a question. Do women have love? Don't be quiet on that,
y'all. You're trying to get me beat up, man. And now you're trying to get me beat up. Don't get me beat up, man. It's raining down here and it's cold.
Do women have love?
Do they have love?
Yeah, I got to ask you. Because we talking about whispering in people's ears. Can a woman really whisper something in your ear? Really, I mean, come on. I mean, we talking about a woman that you say that she the one. Is she really the one?
Okay.
Go ahead, D.
Did you want me to answer that? Okay, I'll answer it like
you
this.
You first, and then Dwayne. Go ahead.
Okay, here you go, Ball. Just straight from the horse's mouth. I refuse to answer on the grounds I might take a quart and a fifth with it.
A quart's good. Look at this. Wow. Okay. So D skipped out on the question. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Now you asked both questions, or you just asked me one.
I'm asking one question right now. Then I'm asking the next one.
Okay, what is the question again?
Does women have love?
Beta. No, I'm just saying. man, I'm gonna tell you, man. I think that I'm gonna put it like this to you. I believe that the Most High Yah gave the instructions in Ephesians 5 to the man to love like him, because we are capable to do just that. As far as the woman, I don't think that they even have an inkling of understanding what love is until you actually put your seed inside of her. And I'm just gonna be real. Because let's first start in the metaphors. And shout out to my man Steel Will McCraven, my Craven over there at Will McCraven on YouTube.
Come through,
but
Will.
Listen,
George, grab the link, Will. Come through.
My man, you know, he really broke it down. And I'm gonna tell you, he reiterated something that I've been knocking on that door for the last 2 years about this metaverse. It's always been here. Now is the time for you to understand that to most people in the world, this is the real world. This is the real world, to have your phone in your face all the time, to be playing in all these filters, to do all this little fake personality type foolishness to try to tell yourself and convince yourself of the delusion that I'm living my best life and I'm living my true fool. It's only one truth. The scriptures mainly put it out there. It's one truth. If you got the truth, you don't need yours, mine, and this person, other person's. It's just the truth. But everybody is living in this thelema, this Aleister Crowleyite type, you know, foolishness, where it's like, do as you will. Go after the bag as you will. Just do it. We've never been in a time of just in the spirit of just do it than we are before, than we are right now. And when it comes down to it, the narcissism that bleeds and leaks out of these females today, these modern day women, not all, but most. Shout out to my man, Jesse Lee.
Let me see if I got that one. No, I ain't got that one.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
not all, but most.
Yes, sir. And that's facts, because at the end of the day, the Most High Yah, I believe he wants us to understand as men, be willing to do work to search out or to fight for the fruit that's high up. You know what I'm saying? Don't just go for what's easy, what's all scattered all over the ground, what's falling. Don't just be willing to just go for the first thing. Because at the end of the day, as I like to say, I want to find my lily in the field amongst the roses. I don't want to just go for the roses, because roses are everywhere of all different colors and all different kinds. That's what everybody seems to want, is that bouquet and that dozen roses. But everybody wants to look the same, and they got thorns, and they hurt, and they prick, and they don't care. You know what I'm saying? And they're hiding underneath all the filters, and they're hiding underneath all the fake horse hair. And when they get in them heels, and they hiding real, they hide under all the facade, man, because narcissism is their game. It's about all that quote-unquote self-love foolishness. But as soon as they get a child, for the most part, as soon as they get a man's child, the reason why they can run off this, if they're a goddess or a diva, and this is my child, and I'm going to do this and all this other different stuff, is because they feel like they're promoted to goddess, number one. Number two, I can check this off the list. I had a baby. I can feel gratification in some type of way, and that's where that Isaiah 4, I think it was, when we read at the beginning, we talked about seven women go be after one man. And just if you just, we could just take your name, it would erase all our shame, all our reproach. They're talking about your child. If I could just get your seed inside of me, I don't necessarily need you. If I could just pull an IVF or something, if I could just go get me a sperm donor, I don't need you. I just need something to gratify me. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I love what my man Kevin Savage say all the time. It's funny, but it's fact. Most gonna get a dog and die alone because that's what they need on that to cross off their list the most. Let me get something that I can make love me. I could not make it with that man. So let me use his children. Now the weight of the world is on the children to love like that man didn't give you. When the reality of it is that whatever the love that you feel you didn't get from that man, it had a lot to do with you because you're defiant by spirit, by nature, and because you don't realize that you're not willing to submit to teaching and to leadership, you can't even allow that man to protect you in the totality of his love. If a man can sit on the phone with you for hours, he's not doing that for nothing.
Come on.
Because for the most part, you're born after a few minutes anyway because you ain't talking about nothing. You googly, 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 and that man trying to focus on something.
Right.
But he's giving you his time because at the end of the day, I care. Oh, you know what? You've been through this and been through that. Boom, that makes me grow closer to you because I know your story. Now I'm giving myself even more to you, and you're going to be the first person to betray me, and I've been here. This is the type of stuff that shows the difference between a man and a woman and why the Most High says man love. He just told the woman to submit. You're going to learn what you need to learn through the man. And one of the things you're going to learn is how to love. Because the sacrifice and the intentional love that he's going to have for you, if he's the right kind of man, it's going to teach you something if you're the right kind of woman. But if you ain't the right kind of woman and you think you can be a man yourself and you think you can lead your home and all this other different stuff, this is where the pressure and the issue and the stress burst out of the woman. Be a father and do all this different stuff, fool. The first chance, the first opportunity for him to be a father is to be in that house. If you don't want to be there, go about your way. Go jump on something else, whatever you want to do. But the first responsibility for him to be a father is to be in the house covering everything that's in it. If you've taken him out the house and pushed him out of the state or pushed him whatever and you just get child support, then guess what? you've already raked his feet over the coals and took that first opportunity for him to really be a godly man and a godly father. So for me, that's my breakdown of it. For the most part, by nature, we saw Eve, the first woman, narcissistic, defiant, open her ears up to somebody else, even when she had the word from a man. This is why the Most High called him and didn't call y'all. He said, Adam, where you at? Man comes from God. Woman come from man. That's why we get seed because we carry the life spark. The woman just incubates it. So stop thinking you create life the minute we put our seed in you. You don't. You incubate it. Stop trying to steal our plight and try to be gods and divas and everything else. It don't matter what title you put on yourself. You cannot disrupt the order of the Most High Yah. Just stop it. Yahweh don't need your help. He already did this thing the right way he wanted to do it.
Yes,
and men, we just got to pick better. We got to take the time to pick better. That's why this summer or this spring, I'm making it my priority to get on a lot of lists to walk side by side with farmers and understand their brain and their mindset about how they choose their soil and plant their seeds and pick the right season.
Yes, sir.
What seeds thrive in this season and that season? Because this is the type of stuff that you should never be afraid to teach your children about sex. Because the world giving it to them like a mug. They trying to beat you to it. And they trying to get the most vulgar impression that they can. They trying to get. So you got to get your children, men, take them on a farm, make them understand the relationship between the sower and the soil.
Yeah, they teach them about being gay. So, I mean,
exactly.
On. They teach about being gay and transgender. So why not teach them about the right way about sex? Let's bring Mr. Caffey in, and I'm going to ask y'all another question. Go ahead, Mr. Caffey.
Yes, sir. Oh, I just wanted to say, I don't hope anybody didn't misunderstand me when I was talking about a little earlier. We were talking about Chris Rock and stuff. I love Chris Rock, okay? I applaud him for holding up and not reacting to the action. I really applaud him for that. That took a real man to do that because I think he realized at that point, if he didn't know already, what was at stake. These very people who had been opposed to the Oscars and what have you and wanted him to decline to be the host of one of the shows, these are the very people he was talking to, okay? So Chris Rock did a great thing. He stood up, and I appreciate him. As far as this love thing with the woman and the man, the scripture teaches me that there will always be friction between the woman. Read the first couple of chapters of Genesis, and you'll see where she wants to usurp his authority. It doesn't mean that he's greater than her. It doesn't mean that he's more in God's sight than she is. It simply means that he's the one held responsible for leadership into the family.
Wait, Mr. Cash.
Yes.
Wait. You said it doesn't mean that he's more than she is. Yes, it does. Okay,
no,
who did God make first? Who did God make first? And then who did he say take and have dominion over the world? He didn't say that to a woman, did he?
He said dominion over the world, but he didn't say dominion over the woman. You can't treat her like the guy in the funny paper alley. You grab her by the hair and pull her up and down the road and put her in a cage.
Oh, no, we're not
saying that. But that's not proper dominion.
We don't condone that. We don't condone
that. I said all that earlier. That's not proper dominion. It's not even proper leadership. Matter of fact, you don't need people keep using this word alpha. Listen, you can not be an alpha and be a great leader.
You are to treat her as you would treat yourself. Would you want someone doing that to you? When you stand before the judgment seat, you're, whether you're a Jew, Gentile, male or female, it doesn't matter to the Lord. You are a soul, a living soul, and that's all that counts. However, he does put a lot of responsibility on the man, and that is to lead no matter what. That is to be in charge no matter what. Adam had zero excuses for what he did.
They're not equal.
Pardon me?
They're nowhere equal. You just proved Ty's point. They're not equal.
No. It puts the man in charge. God put the man in charge of this world, not the woman. She's supposed to be his helpmeet, someone fit for him to help him do his thing, not to step out in front of him. He's to be alongside of him. That's why he created out of man's side. He didn't create out of his chest in the front or the rear, his behind. He created her out of the rear. That's to the side. Okay? You don't have to act like you some kind of big he-man and stuff. You can, with gentle love and kindness, you can draw people, not with a billy club. You don't have to do that.
He must have been here. Hey, ask Mr. Caffey, does the woman have a responsibility to protect something with her man?
Her house, her home. Read Proverbs, and it'll tell you what a woman's duty is and how she should be appreciated. She's the keeper of the home, not the ruler of the universe. She's the keeper of the home. That's her responsibility. Keep everything intact and to teach her children how to love and respect the both parents, herself as well as her husband. We all have roles. You and I are not the, you know what Jesus did? He said, Father, not my will, but who? Your will be done. That's showing the pecking order.
I just said that earlier too. You give up your will when you come together.
But anyway, there's a role that we play. It doesn't make you superior to her. Their women can outdo me in so many things. But that's not the point. The point is I'm supposed to show leadership. I'm supposed to be the guy in the house with the Bible in his hand. The kids ought to see me get on my knobby knees praying and begging God for some mercy and some innocence and some knowledge to help me run my family. I don't run it on my own. I don't lean on my understanding. If I got a problem, I go to the book and find out where I am. I'll find the answer there. Then I know how to treat my wife and children. Listen, you ain't Allie Hoop. You God's child, but you got to get in the pecking order. Jesus is your husband, man, believe it or not. Ain't got nothing to do with sex. He's just my leader, and I follow his instruction as to how to treat my wife. I don't listen to Mr. Phil. I listen to the scriptures, and that's where a lot of us go wrong. We listen to these psychiatrists, psychologists, and all these other idiots, and we think that's the way to go. I see this one doing that, and he's success. No, that's not success. Success is doing what God says no matter what. Every time I do something against God's will, guess who gets in trouble? Me. That's my take on it.
Okay.
Leave it.
All right, let me ask this last question, and we're going to have to speed it up. I ain't know. It was already, it's about to be 9 o'clock. I'm looking at the wrong clock. I'm like, man, it's almost about to be 10 o'clock already, man. Still only got a few minutes, about 10, 15 minutes. All right, the next question is it healthy for a man to have anger? Let me talk just a little bit. Is it healthy for a man to have anger? You know, is a man operating out of his feminine side when he's mad? Is a man rational when he's mad? Is it healthy for a man to have anger? And I'm going to play this clip, too, since Mr. Cavi was talking about the family structure. Check this out.
God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman and woman over children.
That's how it goes. God is in Christ. Christ is in man. The man is over the woman, and the woman is over the children. That's lineage. That's royalty. That's how the kings do it. So why can't we?
It's responsibility, man. It is a pecking order. You don't go into your. I don't understand why people don't accept. See, it's the reason why Yah is so about order. You're not going to just tell me that he just be saying all this little stuff all over the place like he's not orderly. A great part of going to a job, or I should say, a job, is the fact that you get to see order from the top to the bottom. It ain't much that I'm going to be running to the CEO of Pepsi and this, that. I'm not going to be telling them what to do. There's a pecking order. And you shine in your role. And you learn and you download from above, and you, if you want to rise, you, it's things you could, it's ways you can do that, but you don't just, this is how you help the whole thing, and this is what proves, and this is why the first 5 to 7 years, I hear a lot of people talk about just in business itself, are vital, because they either break or they make, and it's the same thing with marriage. Those first 5 to 7 years, that's business, man. Marriage is business because you are both laying down individual wheels, trading your single wheel, your single mind, your single way to put on, if you're that man, you should have both put on the mind of God. So if you're a woman seeing the Most High through your husband and you're this man, you're leading, you're both trading your single will and independence for a greater purpose, which is the will of the Most High God. Period. And so it's not hard to fathom, you know what I'm saying, the order of Yah. Like, it's a pecking order, period. If she's the help meet, that is admittance that it's not an equal situation. And we saw too much of that in the Bible. We're in the scriptures. We're not pulling this from wherever we want to pull it. This is straight from the scripture. It makes perfect sense when you just read and you pay attention to what happened. And again, He didn't, when there was the fall with the serpent, before Yah gave the curses, he didn't call Eve and all that. He called Adam because he has the responsibility. He is the one responsible. Why? Because he is the reflection of the Lord in the relationship. That's why there's so much of that Ephesians chapter 5 where he's directly speaking to the man about how he's supposed to move and rule in his home. It's not that hard.
All right, let me go to D real quick. I don't have my button to mute there. Let me go to D real quick. hold on 1 second. All right, D. Your mic open, D.
Yeah, bud. Hey, can you hear me, Bob?
Is it healthy for a man to have anger? Yeah, but I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to say, yes, it is good for a man to be angry because that burns off a little bit of those scientific things that helps the body to stay intact. It burns off a little stress to be angry. But I got to say this, man, and I'm going to jump out of the way. I thought Mr. Cappy read the Tampered With King James Version Bible. If he read the Tampered With King James Version Bible, he would not find in there where God told man that he was a helpmeet. He would not find in there where a woman is equal to a man. Okay, I agree with Mr. Cappy. God did tell man he had dominion over the whole earth. Oh, I'm sorry. He was created out of the earth. Okay? So, I mean, I'm a little bit confused. I mean, I love Mr. Cap because he gives me great knowledge. Even when I don't want it, he gives me great knowledge. Finding it hard to understand why God made man dominion over everything over the earth and the woman is equal to him. That kind of thinking right there is the same thinking that women have today, that I can do anything a man can do. I need to walk beside the man. Now, wait a minute. You can't walk beside me because God didn't give you dominion over me. God never told me I was your help me. Come on now. Okay, bro, let me drink a Pepsi. Got the fur on my neck raised up.
You know what? Let me talk real quick. That's just the problem, though, is that you really have the strong black woman syndrome out here really believing that they can do everything without a man and they can stand up to a man and they can talk rough and strong to a man. When it's just not facts. It's just not facts. I was talking to a beautiful complexion today. I was texting a beautiful complexion today. What were we talking about? We were talking about, that was last night. She told me, she said she was cooking, cleaning, doing laundry and some other stuff. And I was like, man, that's amazing. She's like, why? Why is that amazing? I was like, well, that's something that a man looks toward in a woman. If a woman is doing that man let me know that's letting me know that for a man, you can clean, you can keep house when I'm not there. Dwayne, you ain't gonna believe what she said in return. She gonna say, oh, so when you come back, you can take over where I left off and give me a break.
Like, man, that's not the point. It ain't no point about me giving you a break. It's about the fact that I know that I can trust you with my house and my absence. Because if not, I have to put somebody else in your place.
Right.
That's just what it is. But you know, it's this metaverse that you talk about, Dwayne. How you have a lot of women that has bought into this idea of the metaverse, and you know, the women, you know, women want to match energy, which we've been teaching on. Do not be a twin. Don't be no
right.
Twin, because that's the problem. When you try to match energy, that's when things just go crazy. Well, you know, I watched dishes last night. Are you gonna watch dishes tomorrow? No, that's your role. How about for the mortgage? I paid the mortgage this month. Now next month, are you gonna pay the mortgage? Are you gonna pay the electric? Are you gonna pay the water? This is what I'm talking about, man. We got to really get down to it. We got to really, like, step back and think for a minute. We got to get out of our own way. We got to get out of our ego, get out of our emotions. Ladies, Like, if you got to get about it no more, we got to drop them emotions and really think about this. You know what I'm saying? It's an alarming rate of women being homeless. Homelessness and women is on the rise. This is no lie. This is no joke. There's tons of women, young women, in their 20s and 30s, do not have a house.
Yep. That's fact.
Damn sure ain't got no man. But I'm a woman. I can do it all by myself. I'm a woman. I can do it all by myself.
What a girl. Beta girl.
I'm just saying. I'm a woman. I can do it all.
You married your mama.
By yourself.
I'm so weak.
We gotta get off of this. We gotta get off of that foolishness. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
We gotta get off of that foolishness. I mean, just straight up. How many more years gonna go by? How many more years gonna go by and we still gonna be having conversations talking about the role of the man and the role of the woman? When is it going to stick in that my role is to be his help, okay? My role is to be submissive to my man. My role is to, when my man is talking to me, cut off all other voices, all other outside influences, cut off the metaverse, and listen to my man. Allow my man to whisper in my ear, to whisper the things that is going to prepare me for when he ain't here. Come on now.
Yep.
Come on now. What is it? What is it about me that is going to be set apart, that's going to be different from all the other women that's out here roaming earth? Because for right now, you look just the same.
Yep.
You know, and we don't want the same. We want somebody different. We want somebody like this.
God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman and woman over children.
We want a woman that's going to be over our kids and a woman that's going to understand the order, the structure, discipline of God.
Yes, sir.
Man, hold on one second. Hold on real quick. Let me do this real quick, man. Man, shout out to the bunch.
You're a fool, boy.
Let me look through the chat room real quick, man. Let's see who all in the chat.
He said, shout out, bunch.
Shout out. Man, shout out. I see Mr. D in the chat. Shout out to Mr. D. Shout out to, well, I had to block her, though, but Sexy. Anthony Williams, King Dwayne was in the chat. Another lady, a new lady, Juanita, man. What's her name? Hold on. Her name is Juanita Mash. You should have stuck around, Juanita, and got this teacher, but I'm glad you came and graced the chat. Appreciate it. Shout out to you. I also saw my boy Jermaine Jernigan. Hold on one second. Jay Jern was in the chat, man. Shout out to Jay Jern, man. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. Next time you're going to have to come on stage, man. We saw Kiki, but I guess Kiki must was on her way going somewhere because I seen her driving, and she couldn't come in.
On point.
Man, hold on. Wait, he said on point. Oh, man. I don't know. Did you answer the question, Dwayne? Is it healthy for
men? I didn't, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, give us your final thoughts, man, because we're gonna get up out of here. It's after 9. We're going to do final thoughts. And then, man, we're going to cut on up out of here, man. Enjoy the bunch. All right, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man. Obviously, as much as people want to try to act like the Most High Yah, just bunches of love, he got angry. So that lets me know that anger is all right. It just, you don't sin. You sin not, scriptures say. And this goes back to what I said earlier about at some point your feelings, you have to give your feelings an opportunity to tell your emotions that you are angry. That's how you deal with it. If you just be angry alone, or you just like a Tasmanian devil, then you end up on the stage like Mr. Will did. He had no opportunity to realize he was standing in a pool of blood until after the fact. And now you have people talking about his apologies and everything else after the fact, because he just had allowed his feelings to tell his emotions what was going on. Okay, cool, you're angry, you're this, you're whatever, but we're going to handle it, blah, 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 blah. He just went up there. And so for men, we have to be better. And I'm really, right when we get done with this, my latest video will be popping up in the series, I Know the Language You Speak, Black Man. And it is entitled, subtitled, Feelings Versus Emotions. And one of the things that is going to be brought out is that, you know, for the women that constantly want to talk about, they want an emotional man, they want an alpha male, they want all this other different stuff, you're going to find out that the stuff that you're saying you want, you really don't want. You might want us to communicate with you and all that good stuff, but you don't want a man that's trying to be emotional and lead at the same time. It's not possible. It's not recommended. I'll definitely say that, because you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a real problem. And as I always say, your woman is going to be the first person, especially if she's a toxic, foolish woman, as the scriptures talk about. Oh, she's going to be ready to tell you all about yourself. You know what I'm saying? When you ain't on point, she's going to be the first one in line ready to tell you about your doggone emotions if you show that emotional mess. Mm-hmm. Brothers, take the time to allow your feelings to tell your emotions what's going on so you can deal with it. You need space, somebody to talk to, whatever. Do your due diligence so you don't be operating out of rage, because I'm going to say something real here. A lot of us don't even know, as men, don't even know what's on the other side of our rage. We don't know. So what Mr. D just said about how we need to get it out every once in a while, a lot of us don't even know what's on the other side of our roar. We don't know what's on the other side of that lion's roar. And for these women that really think they want to see our emotional side, our feminine side, or whatever they want to say, no, you don't.
They ain't even ready for it. They ain't ready for it.
Because some of us don't even know that side of us.
Right.
Stop trying to push us. Stop trying to usurp us. Stop being manipulative. Stop, you ain't going to stand up for me, well, and all this stuff. Stop all that. Stop it. And like the one young lady I showed you in the video, three men asked her, like, you just going to get your brother killed? You ain't. My brother always got that thing on him. So you going to just step up in men's face knowing you can't beat him just so you can go tell your brother, yes, because he carried that thing out of it. Y'all gonna be opening a lot of caskets like that. That's what's gonna be happening. Because you got some mugs out here waiting because they think it's some fantasy and some Disneyland show where, oh, he stands 6'7" and he about to show himself for me. Y'all better leave these bras alone acting like that, man.
Man, when he made that gun, he just stopped making other ones.
Facts. So we gotta be careful, man. We gotta be careful with what we choose, how we move, man, because if a woman don't grab you like, Ty, baby, I understand he said that, but baby, let's just get out of here. See, that's that type of woman I like. When something's said and you just move, baby, come on. Come on. The baby, come on. I already know you, Ty, come on. I already know you, Dwayne, come on.
Right.
That's that one right there.
Yeah. Somebody that's looking out for you, knowing that if you go up and smack that man, there's a possibility that you might be a dead man.
Facts. And I don't know if you saw it, Ty, but your boy Kevin Samuels, he released somebody's footage. There's another angle. I've been saying I wanted to see this angle. They showed the angle when Will Smith actually walked up there. Jada did zero. Zero.
He showed that last night.
It just came out today.
Okay, I'm going to go check that out.
Did zero. Laugh, sat up there, look. Watched him walk off that stage. Watched him walk on that stage. Did zero.
Mm.
not know we I'm with, none of that. So that's why I say, man, you got to know who you with, man. Some people get a kick out of you showing, oh, he put his chest out. Ooh, let me see who he going to do something. Ooh, all right. Y'all go ahead. Go ahead with that.
You're right. You're right. That cast is going to be wide. It's going to be a lot of casts wide open and a mug. I'm telling
yep.
you.
Yep. That's.
Man. Well, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, King Dwayne, man.
Bad. Bunch.
Shout out to the bunch. Yes, sir. Shout out to the bunch, man. Enjoy yourself, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let
me go ahead and get to Mr. D. Hold on, let me get to D real quick. No, let me get to Mr. Cap.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Cap. Word. Right.
Do you know that there was a time when Jesus himself got angry? As a matter of fact, the scripture says he got so angry that he overturned the tables in the synagogue and beat them. He left all the boys at home, and he went by himself and became a one-man gang. So Jesus did get angry. Listen, the scripture says, I'm allowed to be angry, but I have to sin not. Don't sin.
Right, come on.
The scripture also says anger. Now listen to this carefully. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool.
Of a fool. Come on.
If you walk around angry all day, this ain't right, that ain't right, ain't nothing pleasing you, you've got a problem. Not the people around you. You have a problem, and you need to see to it, because just like he told Cain in the garden, he says, you've got a stupid look on your face, and that look tells me if you keep it up like that, you're going to commit sin. And the next thing you know, what did he do? He killed his brother. Have a blessed day. Don't take my word for it. It's in the scripture. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Mr. Cabby. Appreciate it. All right, let's go now. Let's go to Mr. D.
Hey, boss, man. I'm glad Mr. Cabby said that. Now, notice how the scripture said, if it rests in the bosom of the fool, it's okay to get angry. Get angry and let it fly. You know, don't just keep harboring on it. I just tagged you and Dwayne article that came up out of TikTok about Jada and her hair. You guys read that and check it out. But
okay,
but I want to say this, man. It doesn't matter whether I believe the tampered with King James Version or not. What's in the book is what you're going to have to stand on. I don't care if a woman is twice my size, 10 times bigger than me, she would never be equal to me, because God made the woman to be the weaker vessel. Now, I ain't saying treat her like a scallywag or whatever, but she's the weaker vessel. It's my job to uphold what I'm supposed to uphold, and it's her job to fall in line. That's why the scripture in the Tempered with King James Version says, God, Jesus, man, woman, children. That's the order. Now, if we're going to take that out of order and set the woman beside the man, then ain't no sense in us even reading the scriptures. You see what I'm saying? But, man, I mean, you had a great show tonight. It was good, King Dwayne. Chop out the hat to you. And, man, I'm telling you, it's been a beautiful show, and I can assure you, this is not the end of the slap that was heard around the world.
Oh,
look
no.
At
it
Chris
go.
Come out in a few days or maybe a few weeks, and he's going to pimp slap your boy. Not with his hand, but he's going to pimp slap him. Then you watch what happens. He's weighing his odds, because with your boy Will being an A-list actor, there's certain things you can and cannot do to those type of people. And I say this all the time. I've been saying this since it happened. It appears to me that the people have forgotten the jokes that Will used to talk about, drug addicts and drunks, you know, actors and stuff like that. The guy is just what Judge Brown said on Man Up. Take a look at that clip. And I guarantee you. And there's another clip you guys can watch. Hey, there's another clip you guys need to watch. Body language. There's a clip on YouTube called Body Language where the man is breaking down and analyzing the way Will was carrying on. And he let you know those cracking out tears wasn't even real. They were just for the press. Hey, man, love you guys, man. Y'all keep it up. And tell Kiki stop running. I need somebody to argue with. Yeah, sure.
All right, sir. I'll talk to you. I'm going to let her know. I'll let her know. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes the show. Man, we so thankful and grateful to have you guys be a part of the show. I guess somebody wanted to come up and talk on the stage. I was ready for some of y'all to talk on the stage, man. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to talk on the stage, but understand there is protocol. There is protocol to talk on this stage. This stage is not like other stages. This stage is like a grand stage. This is the grand stage here on the podcast, and we take pride in what we do. So anybody coming up here with hidden agendas, we're gonna make those hidden agendas be revealed agendas. So again, tonight, man, was great. We trying to break the barriers and break the walls. We trying to get through. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get through to what the core, you know, the trying to get through to what the issues really are. You had men on Monday, plenty of men going live Monday talking about conflict resolution, anger management, self-control, stuff that men normally don't talk about. A lot of time men, I ain't going to say men, but a lot of time, you know, you have people just coming on, going live, you know, on Facebook with some foolishness. But this was actually some productive conversations that needed to be had. That's why I'm just thankful, man, just thankful that we was able to maximize that moment and go and have these conversations because it hit home. You know, watching the Oscars, like, whoa, is this what our black men going through? Whoa, it was something that hit home, and we was able to go ahead and have the conversations to really just sort some things out. Now, black men, you might need to have that conversation. You know, some of you men that's married, some of you men that may not be married, might be a great time to, I mean, you know, might be in relationships. Might be a great time to sit and have that conversation with her. Let her know. This is how, you know what, I never did get a chance to say how I would have handled it because I was being distracted. How I would have handled it if I was Will. If I was Will, this is how I would have did it. I would have just said, hey, babe, I got it. All right, that bothers me, I got it. And I would have took her with me. I would, when a commercial break would have came, I would have took her with me. Hold on. I would have took her with me, right? As soon as that commercial break came, like, we about to go backstage. We're going to holler at Chris. I was like, hey, Chris. And I would have told him, like, I'm doing all the talking. I don't need you to say nothing. Just stand here and watch how two men going to handle this. I would have said, Chris, you're my dog. But that joke you told on stage made wifey feel a little bit uncomfortable, and I just appreciate it. You know, he said, he said, keep her name out your effing mouth. So I believe in, like, I just appreciate if you keep your name, keep her name out your mouth. Stop right there. Now, if depends on how Chris would respond, maybe it's a possibility that he could have got the smack off stage. But more than likely, he probably went, oh, man, I didn't mean it like that, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, man, that's what's up. And then, boy, we'd have moved on. That would have been the end of it. but it was the seeds of dissension that was being whispered into the mind of Will that caused Will to jump up and get out of the will of God. I don't think nobody heard me. But it caused Will to operate out of the will of God. Anger is something that for some, even me sometimes, it helps me move forward. But at the end of the day, it's also something that you really have to pay close attention to and that you have to moderate. You got to moderate that anger, because if you're not careful, you can find yourself in some messed up situations. You can find yourself standing at the barrel of a gun. You can find yourself in prison. You can find yourself, you know, in a hospital. You can find yourself in a gravesite. So you have to be careful with anger. If your anger is pushing you to move forward and pushing you to be the greatest person that you can be, then by all means, go for it. But if not, if that anger is causing you to end up into some really bad places, don't do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am thankful and grateful tonight for this opportunity to be before you and to have this discussion. I hope you receive something out of it. I hope we was able to speak about this, because this was something that was really needed to speak upon. So without further ado, we're gonna hop up out of here, y'all. We're gonna just hop up out of here. So everybody, we'll see you next week in 7 days. Peace. Be blessed.
He wants to give you direction home. There won't be alone.
That's right. Tyron Joe here with the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. And I would certainly like to welcome you to March 2022. Some great things are happening this month, in my personal and humble opinion.